More news stories now. Thick fawn could shut for 9 days to stop many more years of disruption. City Chippy nets third place entry on Norwich's top restaurant list. New hope for Deer Park as Foal's name revealed after Evening News readers' poll.
A radical rethink in how roadworks are carried out could see the bulk of a huge project to revamp Thickthorn Roundabout carried out in just 9 days, avoiding years of disruption. The scheme, which involves a major upgrade to the junction of Norfolk's two biggest roads, has been chosen to pioneer a new strategy being drawn up by National Highways. It involves concentrating scheduled construction work into much shorter time periods by imposing far more extreme road closures rather than partial but longer ones. The new approach, which is also designed to save money, has been welcomed by motoring groups. The agency has indicated the entire junction, which connects the A11 and the A47, could be completely shut for 9 days, with a further limited number of overnight closures to follow. The Thickthorn project, if it receives final approval, is due to start early next year.
A family-run insurance company has given more than £1 million to local charities. The Alan Boswell Group Charitable Trust was set up in 2019 by Norwich-based firm Alan Boswell Group as a way to award grants to organisations that help support people in East Anglia. In its first year, the trust gave £250,000 to charities and community groups. In the second, £339,000 was awarded, and in its third year saw £520,000 grant money given. Groups that have benefited from the donations include local cancer charity Big C, Norwich-based social enterprise The Feed, which works to prevent poverty, hunger and homelessness, and the MS Society.
A newborn foal, which symbolises why villagers want a green space to be protected, has been named by Evening News readers. The Deer Park in Old Catton is a Grade 2 listed park currently shrouded in uncertainty after being purchased by property developer Lee Devlin of Devlin Developers in April. Mr. Devlin has been contacted for comment, but previously said he would only look to develop a small part of the park with sustainable homes. Home to a variety of wildlife, as well as horses which graze in the field, the park inspired Anna Sewell to write the 1877 classic Black Beauty. And the latest addition to the Deer Park is a black foal. The owner of the horses in the Deer Park agreed for the Evening News to run a competition to name the foal. After a short list of 10 name suggestions was put to a poll, the most popular name for the foal has come out as Hope, with 26% of the vote. A recent drop-in event was held in the village in which folks were encouraged to submit letters to Broadland District Council calling for the Deer Park to be registered as an asset of community value.
An incredible 2,500 free meals were served to all staff on shift at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital to help celebrate the hospital's 250th anniversary and thank staff for their amazing work during the pandemic. The feat was organised by the Rapid Relief Team, RRT, an organisation set up to deliver hope and relief to people across the world and support emergency service personnel, frontline charities and organisations working in a range of humanitarian sectors. The hospital saw its first outpatients on July the 11th, 1772, and first inpatients on November the 17th, 1772, and celebrations are planned throughout the year. This month, Norwich RRT team also supported Each Ride for Life and EAAA Trek 24 events with refreshment and meal stops.
It is ranked as one of the best fish and chips shops in the city, and now this popular NR2 chippy has revealed the secrets to its success. New Seoul Place in Suffolk Square is currently ranked as the third best restaurant in Norwich according to TripAdvisor. And it is all down to the hard work of owners and husband and wife frying team, Ben Gann and Ellie's Lou, who took on the business nearly 8 years ago. The couple, who live behind the shop, say it is their tasty batter and special chips which people keep coming back. They also fry everything in vegetable oil, which attracts a large vegetarian following.